Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com, and it is Wednesday, January the 17th, 2024, and I have the honor to have Professor Joe on with me. And I'm going to let Joe tell you the subjects we're going to cover this evening. Joe, would you pick it up from here, please?
All right, now let's get this straight, because on the internet right now and in USA Today, they're talking about that the great volcanic calderon at Yellowstone is beginning to be active. But when you get into the article concerning this big calderon, it is something that they have been monitoring for decades. And they watch a swarm of activity, then it dies down. A swarm of activity, and it's gone down. Same thing today. Swarm of activity, and part of it is going down. So to say that it's getting ready to erupt, it is not. What is happening is that the activity is increasing. Now, part of the calderon has stopped with the activity. Another part has increased the activity. So they are monitoring it, and they're seeing what this means. And so when we talk about this evening, keep that in your mind. It is not something that it's getting ready to blow up. What Stu is concerned about is something that his friend Otis Johnson told him many years ago. So go ahead and tell him, Stu.
Excuse me, I walked away from the computer for a moment.
I apologize. Went to get a glass of water here, a cup of water. Otis had told me, and that's the super spook, Otis Johnson, punching me in my side, 007 Otis Johnson. There's one recording up there. But Otis worked for General Flynn, for the edification listeners, and they killed him in 2017. And 2 weeks later, General Flynn was indicted illegally over the Hillary Clinton dossier and John McCain dossier, Jeb Bush dossier, that they were trying to impeach or prosecute in the Congress, Senate, President Trump. Now, Otis told me that when Yellowstone was rumbling a few years back, and it was sometime around 2000 and something, 2000 to 2010, around 24 to 2010, it was rumbling. The floor in Yellowstone in the lake came up to 90 feet deep, boiling water in the lake, Yellowstone, Wyoming. And the rivers going downstream were so hot, it was killing the fish in the rivers. And he told him, he says, they know it's going to blow. It could be now, soon, or it could be 10 to 15 years from now. So he says, precaution. He said, when it blows, and if it does, and he was in Hastings, Nebraska, south of Grand Island, I put him on an airplane. I was remodeling his house. I put him on an airplane with General Flynn at the airport in Grand Island. Dropped him off, drove out. He showed his CIA. They asked me for my driver's license. I showed him. He said, just pull up here. I was driving his Cadillac. He said, pull up here. He popped the trunk out of the glove box. He said, now, as soon as I walk up to the platform or to the stairs, he says, you take off. I said, okay. So I was looking over there, and he salutes. General Flynn comes out, salutes him. He salutes him back, and he starts up the stairs, and General Flynn looks over at me, salutes me, and I saluted him back. Now, General Flynn was falsely indicted, and he got off the charges. He's a great guy. Okay. I know all about him. Otis told me. But they flew to Bluffdale, Utah, secret underground base, six stories below ground. He said, they aren't computers. It's technology beyond computers. And he said they have an alien base on the south side, like you told me, Stu, because I went over there and looked with General Flynn. Because I saw a boring machine coming out off of I-80 driving through Utah, nearly blinded me. I was driving about 80 miles an hour down I-80, and last it ends in Bluffdale, just south of Bluffdale, and it goes south up to Utah, or it goes south, and I saw this boring machine coming out of there. I thought it was the cops just hit me. Up and down through this national park, Richfield, Utah. And I see that boring machine coming out the side. I said, oh my God. So when I went back to Denver a week later, after going to California and Vegas doing speeches, I come back through there and there was a rest stop, I remember. So I see the rest stop. I turn around, across the freeway illegally, over on the other side. I came back to the west and I drove down there and pulled off the rest stop. It had a gravel driveway coming up there, gravel road, where they hauled the boring machine, the U.S. Air Force boring machine that cuts a two-lane highway, turns it all to glass where it stays. They got them all across the country. Several people reported on Jim somebody, I forgot his name. He wrote a book about it and they murdered him over it. Anyway, Otis told me if Yellowstone ever blows, he said Denver, Colorado will be under 12 feet of ash. Hastings, Nebraska, Grand Island will be under 4 to 6 feet of ash. And he said Kansas City will be under 4 feet of ash. He says, dude, if you're back down in Kansas City and living there or in that area, he says, if it blows, he said, get in your car, fill your tank, and drive as far south as you can into Oklahoma or Texas. He said, when the ash starts swarming, shut your car off so it doesn't suck it in your intake manifold, into your carburetor, etc. Now, Yellowstone, I went up last night on the internet, was on YouTube, looking for a specific thing. And I see all these posts about Yellowstone. Yellowstone's getting ready to blow. Yellowstone. I start clicking on them. They had already deleted them, took them down. Just want to give you a precaution. Doesn't mean it's going to blow, and that's not what my intent here is, to scare you to death. My intent is to give you a warning with Joe, because there's that possibility. We've had 4 volcanoes go off on planet Earth in the past month. Serious volcanoes. Another one in Iceland 2 days ago, or 3 days ago, and today's the 17th. It blew a second one in Iceland. Now, I've been informed by someone in the former CIA, without getting into the details, don't want the person hurt, who told me these earthquakes are shallow. I've been posting them all over my internet site under breaking news. Been happening all over the United States. I mean, happened in China. Leveled 155,000 buildings, 3 weeks ago. Japan, then a second one in Japan, leveled 1 ton of buildings, killed a lot of people, the whole bit. They're using space wars, satellites, and I've been told that's what they are, because they're not deep earthquakes, they're surface earthquakes. And the New Madrid Fault, which is down in the four corners of Missouri, Illinois, Arkansas, and Tennessee, has shaken all the time. The Missouri or the Mississippi River ran backwards in the 1800s, late 1800s, out of the Gulf of Mexico. Now, Otis Johnson told me he had 3 PhDs. One was in oil and gas, one was in finance, and I forgot the third one. He told me, Stoke, when the BP oil spill happened, I think it was in 2010, they blew it up intentionally, he said, to scarf up all that oil because they were short of oil to refine. Now, off the top of a stack where they're drilling oil, it's either on the ground or it's in the ocean, you see a big fire sticking up out of the top. It burns off methane gas and it burns off a second gas. If you take a breath, you are dead. 2 people after the Gulf spill ended up dead in the corner of Tennessee. They brought the feds in, they brought everybody in, they started testing the place, and they found out that artery from that oil spill of BP's ran all the way up to the New Madrid Fault in the Four Corners, and 2 people were dead from breathing that gas. They started testing it, found out methane gas was every place. They moved everybody out of that county in Arkansas and put the National Guard down there where they wouldn't be hurt. Bought their houses from, because if someone lit a match or still lights a match, that methane gas is coming up out of there. I saw flocks of birds killed on the internet, on different mainstream, where 150 birds were found dead in that area. Now, the New Madrid started shaking last week, and I have it posted on my internet site. Otis told me if that thing ever goes off down there, that artery runs all the way from the New Madrid down the Mississippi out into the Gulf to where the oil spill was, and all of a sudden it takes a hook. It goes all the way over the artery over to the southern part of Florida and wraps around the southern part of Florida. Now, the Scallon map, and I want you in here on this, Joe, they were saying the Gulf of Mexico, he drew the future of what could be America. The Gulf of Mexico all the way to the Great Lakes, wiping out Chicago, and they would have islands in California where the earth changed. Now, my friend in the former CIA telling me they're using weapons from outer space to cause these earthquakes and volcanoes. Go ahead, Joe.
All right, let's focus down a little bit. First of all, the new Calvert, or the Calvert, it's always been active and then not being active, then active, then not being active. What they are talking about in the article that I read, it is increasing in its activity. They have to wait and see how far the activity goes. Then they can make a more definitive statement. But this takes time, because it slows down, picks up, slows down. That is all dependent upon the movement of the lava, which is in the Calderon itself. Now, as far as the New Madrid Fault and all of these other faults around the Earth, the earthquakes are always going on. The Earth is not still. It's always going on. Now, as far as satellites and space weaponry, Dane Wingington on his program, on his posting, I think for the 6th of January, said that he has found that there is the technology to start an earthquake. And what he said is that the cabal, and I'll just use the word cabal, he did not say cabal. The cabal, if you don't cooperate, you're going to get an earthquake. And that's what happened in Turkey, and that's what happened in Japan.
No.
Now, what Stu is referring to is referring really originally, and that includes Gordon Michael Scallion.
And I did post that map up on my breaking news, Joe. I posted it up. Go ahead.
It has to do with the Edgar Cayce readings. And he said, and it surrounded the idea that Atlantis would rise again. What is Atlantis? It is a legend that there was a huge continent in what we now call the Atlantic Ocean. And the conclusion of Edgar Cayce's readings were Atlantis must rise. If that is the case, then that means there will be greater inundation around the world. So he said, keep an eye on what is called the Ring of Fire. This is volcanic activity that goes all the way from the southwestern Pacific all the way down up to Alaska and then down to South America. If it increases, then know that the greater part of the inundations will begin. He said that best mark to watch is what is called Mount Vesuvius and Mount Pelee. Mount Pelee is in the Greater Antilles. Vesuvius is over in the Galilee. So we will see what happens. The key on all of this is, for my own thinking, is that Vesuvius and Pelee are the key to it all. Those aren't going on. It is following, the Earth is following its natural function, and that includes the Great Calderon in Wyoming. So go ahead, Stu.
We're having such drastic weather, but I want to talk for a moment about what happened in Hawaii, because Joe, I respect you highly. Now, I mean, you got more knowledge than I do on many things. I spoke before an Arizona group and met you down there. Already killed some of my friends, Brian Quigg and Ross Mocker, or Ross Mocker, yeah, et cetera.
Dan Bowles is who they murdered.
Yeah, and Bowles. They murdered him, too, over that HUD property and other stuff that he was reporting on that the Denver group was stealing. But here's the deal. Why we're talking about this for a minute. Okay. Hawaii. Admiral Byrd chasing Nazis, lost 2,000 people, and ships chasing the Nazis into the South Pole. The Hollow Earth, it's called, folks. It's for real. The Russians, KGB, had a flight over the Hollow Earth, the North Pole, and hit the water dumping into the North Pole. Now, when I was at Otis Johnson's house, remodeling his house, after meeting him in federal prison when he was under protective custody, and his roommate was the guy that busted John Gotti, and they were laundering, Silverado, my ex-father-in-law owned, was laundering the money. They gave me everything. I met Billy Jack, a Peltier. They made a movie about him where they were stealing oil off an Indian reservation in South Dakota. And he reported it, and they nearly killed him. And it was two FBI agents had to come out there and verify the oil. They were turning the meter back, and Bush was hauling all the oil, stealing the oil, about 80% off the Indian reservation. So him and another Indian go to a separate location of the FBI and U.S. attorneys. And so they send out these two good guys, and they're going to go out and inspect at the hour and the day that they come every month, that turn the meter back and report it back. The two FBI agents got killed by the two bad guys that were setting the meter back. That's what Billy Jack Peltier told me before they transferred him from Illinois. He was in Denver at the big new facility holding tank where they had me as a political prisoner. And charges dismissed with prejudice against me. And the judge screamed that the government wasted $750,000 trying an innocent man. Said case dismissed with prejudice against me. Now, he was being transferred to Supermax down there behind Pueblo, six stories underground. They bring your food on a rail car to you. That's how bad it is. Nope. If anybody comes to visit with you, you got a little screen in your room and a microphone on the screen. You can talk back to them. That's how bad it was. But I met some interesting people. 2,000 Iran Contra players, 500 federal agents that were locked up. All kinds of people. Nobody could believe what I met. They're all telling me their stories. Here's the point. I talked to Otis about the Hollow Earth. He said Admiral Byrd was right. And when I was remodeling his house, he pulls out of a file cabinet two top secret documents. He shows them to me. He says, go in and read this, too. I read them. Two U.S. Air Force planes, jets, followed saucers into the North Pole. They were ordered to. Flying there and falling. They flew in there. Their gauges went nuts. Weren't working anymore. And all it was is the sun was inside the Hollow Earth. And they said in their report, it was like a big lake from where it was dumping in there. like a huge stream going on into the southern part of the hollow earth. So they, saucers had disappeared. They see the sun in there, and their gaze is going nuts. And they said, oh, they were scared. So they decided to fly back. So they turned around and flew back out, followed the path out, and watching. And they flew back out of the hollow earth, back to the, out into the North Pole area. Now, that's in top secret today. Still top secret. Never declassified. Admiral Byrd, after he went to the Southern Pole, testified he chased the Nazis, lost 2,000 men, and came out. He turns around, and they sent him into the North Pole. Later, he wrote a book called The Hollow Earth. Joe, talk about that for a minute, because you're very familiar with that. But I also want you to add about what you know about Hawaii and the burning of that whole area in Hawaii in, what was it, 2-3 months ago, where they demolished the place?
That time.
Go ahead. Talk that about time. That in Hollow Earth, what you know about it. About the Nazis and the base down there in Hollow Earth and the aliens, which are the fallen angels, Otis told me. Okay? Go ahead.
All right, let's clarify the way that it is better for the audience to understand.
Okay.
Stu met two men, not one man, that was directly connected to Area 51. His name was Ed Slade. He was one of six scientists that worked directly with the aliens. And Ed told him that before World War II began, the aliens gave technology to the Germans. And the supervisor of that, or the person that handled that, was General Frommler at a place called Peramunda, which is in eastern Germany in the woods, where they conducted many of the experiments. That is the beginning of the story of how the Nazis were able to get, or you would hear legends of how the Nazis had anti-gravity machines. This was literally, according to Ed Slade, they gave it to him and showed them how to fly them. That, beginning in 1938, they began to transfer all of that high technology, the Germans, down to the South Pole, of which they called Schwabenland. Further, they took 2 million people down to administrate to build, to weld, to dig, in other words, create the base at Schwabenland, in which the anti-gravity machines were developed and refined. All right. Now that's the story, just a quick summary of its way. The other person that has come along that matches that is William T. Tompkins. And Tompkins, as a young man, was brought into the Navy, and he had an ability to where you could feed data to him and he could make a schematic. So what happened was that they hired, Forrestal hired an Admiral Abada, and Admiral Abada brought in William T. Tompkins as a 17-year-old. The Navy had penetrated Peramunda. They were able to take the schematics and other data and bring it back. But what they didn't understand is what it meant. And so this is the order that William Tompkins comes in. He then begins to, they feed him the data, and he begins to make the schematics. So here we have the story of two men that corroborate the story that the Nazis did in fact go down to the South America, to the Antarctic, to create Schwabenland. All right, now that is what Stu is talking about when he talks about Admiral Byrd. Now, there are high technology, and people like Catherine Austin Fitz come out and said, quite frankly, yes, there is technology that's 100 years ahead of what we are familiar with.
Now, it's Catherine, if I may for a moment, Catherine Austin,
go ahead. Catherine Austin Fitz went in and then explained, yes, indeed, she has found in her research that there is this high technology. And what Stu is asking about, to reiterate the story of Lahani. And Lahani is on the big island of Hawaii. And it's where the ancient Hawaiians would go and do their sacred ceremonies. It was a very popular place to live. And the ancient the descendants of the Hawaiians had their properties there. And as you know, a big fire was started. Lahani burned down. The Hawaiians lost their properties. Now, not too far away from that is a big resort. We have all of the big elitists own their properties outside of the city of Lahani. There is one other facility, and that is Air Force Space Command. Air Force Space Command, which is in Schreiber, Colorado, there in Colorado Springs. They have a facility, a huge facility, in which they do all of their spying with satellites, alternative energies, and super high-tech spiritual high-tech stuff. That second facility had another component to it. Now we have to make a jump over to an interview with two Navy SEALs that went down to, that were sent down to South America, or to the Antarctic, and bring back a scientist who was collecting all this data of these underground facilities at the Antarctic. And so these two Navy SEALs made their way down there and they interviewed the guy. The guy said, no, I'm still in the middle of all of this. I need to stay here a little bit longer. So they said, okay, we got the permission to leave, and they did. Now, these same two gentlemen, one was a lieutenant commander, said there is a space gate, a star gate, in which they can teletransport individuals. One is up in Alaska, and the other one is in Lahani. Now, these are two Navy SEALs related this story to the interviewer. I don't doubt that they are not Navy SEALs. He said, the closest, now this is my interpretation. If you watch the TV series Stargate, they walk through a time warp. This is exactly what these Navy SEALs said that they could do. You're in Alaska, you step through, and all of a sudden, you're in Lahani. So that's the story of the high technology and Lahani. And what it is that the super elites have now taken over the island, and they own the property, and the Hawaiians that live there have lost their properties.
Now, the Earth is hollow, is it not?
According to Wayne Tom, yes. There is another person that, well, Gunter Rajbacher is one of them, says yes.
As the first spook I came in contact with, go ahead.
He is one of the many individuals that says yes, the Earth is hollow. For a long time, Sue had posted on his website a picture of a video of the hollow Earth that Russian flyers took video of. So the story is that it is the kingdom of Agartha and Telos. There is according to Gunter Rajbacher and others, there is the king of the world. They're good guys. And they will send their representatives and put him on the surface of the earth so that it would help mankind. So that's the story of some of the story of the hollow earth.
Now, you mentioned Catherine Austin Fitz. She and I both were written in a book by Yuri DeBanko, who wrote the book about by Al Martin, The Conspirators, which I recently posted on my internet site, folks. The government has been screwing my internet site so bad I couldn't even make postage. Couldn't even load radio shows. Have to load something 3-4 times to even make it published. For the past few months, I figured it out, got it all correct. Here's the point. Catherine Austin Fix, I posted up under books, finally. She and I have written in a book called Bushwhacked, along with others, by Yuri DeBanko. Yuri wrote the book for Al Martin called The Conspirators Because of Me. It's also up there. He was the Iran-Contra whistleblower. I'm going to push a little further. Catherine Austin Fitz was hired because she was a Wall Street expert, finance. She was hired by a former, I forgot his name, he was running HUD at the time. He was a former football player that somebody appointed him in 1989. Now, she was hired to clean up HUD. After I exposed the HUD scandal, 1989, congressional investigations, etc., Catherine Austin Fitz, we used to do some radio shows together and so forth. And even Al Martin came along, Stephen Dinerstein, who busted Al Martin from the DOD and made him talk. He went private after trying to kill him. He was one of three people that were murdered with a biological chemical agent in 2006. I talked to him 3 days before his death. Only three people in the world, U.S. government biological chemical agent, they poison you and you're dead within a month. I talked to him. Here's the point. She got fired from HUD. Jack Kemp, the football player, ran HUD for that period of time. He was a con artist. Wouldn't let her do her job to come in and clean up HUD after I exposed the scandal. We did several radio shows together. I don't think they're on my site. I don't know. But Catherine is a great gal, and I respect her highly. They were shaking her door handles in her house with satellite. Al Martin, Stephen Dinerstein, decided to turn against the government and try to help people. They offered me $7 million to go away and shut up in 1997 after Ross Perot's grand jury in Denver fined my ex-father-in-law, Leonard Millman, $80 million. The one that took over for him, the fallen angel possessed human being, Larry Mizell, $10 million. Norman Brownstein, the other attorney he hired, Millman hired at a law school in 1972, $10 million. Fine. Mayor Federico Pena, the Denver airport, or the mayor of Denver, when I caused the Denver airport scandal, he had to pay $1 million of the $2.5 million he received from Millman as a as a bribe. Ross Perot did this for me, formed this grand jury. He was Office of Naval Intelligence. He was building, let me just put it this way. He did the software for our missiles. My father was in the missile business, Bendix. I don't want to get any further. He never told me anything. Otis told me, without getting into it, but they build the toys. But my father, before he retired from Bendix in Kansas City, he taught the Los Alamos Scientific Laboratory DOE inspectors on how to do their job, because he was a vice president in charge of quality reassurance, quality control at Bendix. Now, I'm going to move kind of sideways in this story. Otis told me a lot of things. One was, there was this 1952 to 2012 agreement with the aliens. John Lear, my friend, in Las Vegas, came to know him, been his home several times, and dead now. He told me he was the test pilot at Area 51, Groom Lake, they call it. Now, a few minutes ago, you mentioned Ed Slade, the scientist, Joe. That was Papoose Lake, Nevada, where the aliens had a base. All the whole Nevada area is Office of Naval Intelligence controlled, S4 they call it. And John Lear told me that his father sold Lear jets, and there's an interview on my internet site on Breaking News. He sold Lear jets in 1952 to his partner. He took a contract with the government to build flying saucers for the government, that the alien technology, which are the fallen angels, they aren't aliens. Otis said, I'm in agreement with you, Stu. They got 200,000 of them registered with the NSA, and they're not aliens. They are the fallen angels who possess people. I said, well, then, that means, I backed up the lyric, his dad built 150 flying saucers between 2002, or 1952 to 2008 or 9, or not 2000, apologize, 1952, then 1958 or 59. Now, there's an interview with John Lear that finally got posted on my site a month and a half. Just go down BreakingNews.com, look for John Lear. He was a good guy. He tried to do the best he could to expose it. He made Art Bell, I believe he's dead now, that had a big radio show. He made him famous, along with another guy that reported about the pyramid on Mars, that worked with Ed Slade at Papoose Lake, Nevada. Now, I said, Otis, if it's true that there's 200,000 of them registered with the NSA, then that means all the world leaders are possessed by these fallen angels. He said, no, Stu, Donald Trump is it, and he's not evil. But what it is, it's the aides around them are the fallen, the aides, their aides. They can read the mind of Donald Trump, so they give him bad advice. I thought I'd throw that in there. Now, I want to go to, let me explain what Ed Slade. And some interviews, I finally recovered my site where I can start posting stuff, folks. And my intent is over this next month to do so. Boy, I want to go to weather modification with Dane Wigginton and other things, Joe. But Ed Slade, that worked with the aliens at Papoose Lake, Nevada. Look it up on a map, it don't even show. Didn't used to, it might now, I don't know. But Ed told me that six of his colleagues all retired on the same day, these scientists, U.S. scientists. They all ended up dead within 24 to 48 hours. Ed didn't. Hit him with an energy weapon, but he didn't die. So he's up with Bo Greitz, if people remember that guy. He was training people in Las Vegas. You know, he was one of the Vietnam top rated. Now, Bo was still working for government. I met Bo down there doing a speech where you're at, Joe, in Arizona, at a group. And he then he'd take him out and train him in hand-to-hand combat stuff. That was his favorite thing he was doing. Now, Bo was scared of me. I'd been at 6 or 7 places across the country doing speeches, same thing. And I'd walk up to him and shake my hand and say basically nothing. He was scared of me because he was afraid that I might know who he really was. Okay, still working for the government. Now, Ed Slade told me, Stone, after I'd met him, they shot him with an energy weapon up in Utah, or up in Reno, Nevada. Had a speech with Bo Greitz, shot him on stage with an energy weapon, put him in a coma for 2 years for speaking out. I was introduced to him by some patriots in Las Vegas. We had a little prayer group together. And he was over there one day, and don't want to speak names, over at Lakes. The Lakes, rich kind of area over in western Las Vegas. Friends of mine. We'd meet on Saturday, everybody bring a dish, and we'd have dinner, and we'd talk, we'd pray. It's important about this, about prayer. Praying against the enemy. Stopping the enemy. In the name of Jesus and by the blood of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, by your stripes. Very important. It changes things. We were changing headlines for over a year and a half. National news, and then boom, headlines have changed. Ed Slade shows up. I walked up to him. I said, hey, Otis. I called him up and said, Otis, I'm out here in Vegas. Oh, yeah, I know you're in Vegas. I said, listen, there's this guy named Ed Slade. He claims to be, my friend tells me, he was a former scientist at Papoose Lake, Nevada. He says, I'm familiar with it. The alien base. I said, yeah, that's what he's claiming to my friend. He says, ask him what Napoleon is. Next time you see him, so next Saturday night, I walked up to him, shook his hand. Oh, Stu, how are you doing? I'm good. I said, listen. I said, I'm familiar with Element 115, which is new metal they made the robots out of, robotoids. They look human. They move. It's a metal. Then Element 116, forgot what it was. 117, forgot what it was. But it's in the Bible code. There's 149 elements the aliens, the fallen angels, are looking for. And Israeli scientists came up with the Bible code. Now, Element 118 is Napoleon. They made the flying saucers out of it. I walked up to him. He's sitting on the couch. He stood up, shook my hand. And my friends behind me introduced me to him. He'd been over there 3 or 4 times. And I asked him, said, Ed, tell me about Napoleon. Because I was going to test him, see if he's a real scientist out there. He turned white. He sat back down on the couch and didn't say nothing. He told my friend later, I don't want anything to do with Stu. He knows too much. I think he's a spook. I think he's an infiltrator. He says he's not an infiltrator. He's a real whistleblower. So then later, Ed started to trust me. Before I left Las Vegas in 2002, he came over 4 times a week and took me to the Holiday Inn on the Las Vegas Strip and would buy me brunch. Lunch, brunch, breakfast, brunch. $4.95 if you lived in Las Vegas Monday through Thursday. Friday night, everything doubled all week long. You could have a smorgasbord in any of the casinos for $10. All of a sudden, Friday night, about 5 o'clock, prices changed until Monday morning. $20 for a smorgasbord, all you could eat at any of the casinos. He would come over, oh, Stu, you're jogging my memory. And then he would tell me about secret stuff. He said, I never told you this. He said, promise me you will never say anything to anybody about this until after I'm dead. I said, okay. He says, Stu, at the Papoose Lake, Nevada, the other aliens that were in there, they called them aliens, but he says, I'm in agreement with you. They're fallen angels. He said, they told me to mix element 115, mu metal, robotoids. Element 11, this is all top secret, folks. 116, 117, and Napoleon 118 that the saucers are made out of, that John Lear's dad made from 52 to 59. This is how far technology with the aliens, the fallen angels are in advance. They gave out Adolf Hitler all this information. Now, he says, they told me to mix up all this into a loaf-sized bread of metal. And he said, then he was told to take it down to the pyramid north of Mexico City. He took it down there. He says it was on a weekend. He says normally, you know, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the summertime, the place is swarming with all these tourists. Nobody was around. He walks up there and he's looking around. Nobody's around. Except this big Nordic-looking character. And they said, stood 7'6" tall. He says, I knew he was an alien, fallen angel. But I thought it was alien at the time. He says, now I know it was the fallen angels. But they look alien, Nordic looking, in human form. He walks up there, he says, you must be so-and-so. The guy says, you must be Ed Slade. He says, yeah. He said, did you make me what I requested? Yes, sir. So he said, well, let me see it. He hands it to him. It's a loaf of bread-sized metal. He takes it out of this bag, leather bag. He says, now, take it out there, set it off about 50 yards away. So he counts off, you know, he's stepping it off to himself. Ed is, okay, I'm about 50 yards. He turns around and says, far enough? Oh, yeah, come on back here. I'll show you what you made me. He goes back there. He says, I'll show you what you made me. He now turn around and look out there. All of a sudden, it turns into a flying saucer, folks. A flying saucer. He goes, oh, my God, how did you do that? He said, I thought it into what I'm supposed to have. Transportation, a saucer. He turns around and looks at Ed. He said, now close your eyes and look out there, Ed. He looks out there. He said, close your eyes and think it into a flying saucer, Ed. He's trying to think. He said, Ed, you're thinking the wrong way. No, you're thinking the wrong way. He's sitting there explaining to him about 3 to 4 minutes. You're thinking the wrong way. Think this way. Think that way. He said, okay. He said, now look at what you just made. All of a sudden, it's a flying saucer. He said, how did you do that? He said, I'm reading your mind. He turns around and says, you want to go in and out of space and look at Earth? I'd love to. So he gets on the saucer with him, takes him for a joyride so he can see from outer space Earth. And brings him back, sets him down to the pyramid, and he got in his car and left. So, never tell that secret. And he'd take me out 4 or 5 times a week. He wanted to bleed my brain, to rejuvenate his brain with the knowledge I had. And he gave me so much top secret information. I couldn't tell it all. I can't tell it all. But Ed, when I asked Otis Johnson, they got 200,000 of them registered with the NSA before his death in 2017. I said, then that means all the world leaders are possessed. He goes, no, Donald Trump is it. He's not evil, but his aides surrounding him are. Now remember, they're reading Donald Trump's mind. I could probably name off a few, but I'm not, etc., who they were. But they're reading his mind and giving him bad advice, as Otis says. Go ahead. You want to pick it up from there?
Okay, first thing, we have to bring this to an end because we're making away from the original point. There's one other person who verifies what Ed Slade has said, and Clark, and Roy Tompkins, by his book called Selected by Aliens. I would suggest you get both volumes. There is another book that he wrote. It's called Space, The Final Frontier by Clark McClendon. And Clark McClendon was a high-ranking official in NASA. And he, for instance, would be put on missions like on recovering the Nazi Bell that crashed, I think, in Ohio. But anyway, Clark McClendon clarified, or not clarified, but the things that he said are the very things that Ed Slade said and what will be non-specific. So we have three witnesses in the story of all of this high technology. Let's bring it back here and we'll conclude everything. This high technology is used sometimes for good purposes and sometimes for bad purposes. Because that, according to the Edgar Cayce readings, that's exactly what happened to the last part of Atlantis, which is called Poseidon, which was off the coast of Portugal and North Africa. And they misused the technology, which included lasers, anti-gravity machines, and other technologies. And because of the misuse of that, they began doing things like making chimeras. They're doing that now, of where they are creating these half-animal, half-human. In other words, again, it is the misuse of technology. And as a result of that, Messiah is saying, now, according to the Edgar Cayce readings, mankind is being given another chance. How are you going to use this technology? Are these earthquakes that happened in Japan? Are these earthquakes that happened in Turkey? Abe Winnington says, yes, it was done by the Cabal. So again, is there going to be a spinoff of them messing around with technology where they lose control and then the, for instance, the Calderon in Yosemite goes off? By the way, that is where they get part of the ingredients that go into Topolia. Comes right out of there. So you're now at a point, she was asking the questions about the Calderon. What I have read and monitoring my come to the conclusion of, there's more activity, so we have to wait and see. So that's it.
Well, there's a couple other subjects, three more I want to touch on with you, Joe, because you're a professional. Now, we got the Air Force versus the Navy, okay, with the saucer bases. Explain the difference. The Confederation and the other one. And Contact newspaper, Eckers, why I'm in prison. They knew me. I was a political prisoner for 10.5 months. They wrote stories with Gunther Rusbacher. Now, people can find them. You tell them we're on what website. I haven't had time to search, but Gunther was the first spook I came to, or came to me. His wife set him up. He'd only known a short period of time. He was CIA transferring, like, the plutonium from Rocky Flats to the Apex Aviation, St. Louis. And the girl, I forgot her name, she runs a site, disinformation site, called Rumor Mill News. I can't even post here. She will not allow me to. She is Gunther's ex-wife to put him in jail. Gunther's in jail, and he owned a part of the property of Tower 64 Limited Partnership in Denver, Colorado, where they built the Denver Airport. And nobody prosecuted him over. And the Denver mayor, who was a prosecutor, Norm Early, offered me $7 million in 1997. After I appeared before Ross Perot's grand jury, well, I'm hiding from the FBI and feeding Ross Perot information. Okay? He was Office of Naval Intelligence, never served. He went through the academy, but never served in the military. He makes, should we say, the software that makes missiles fly. And I know the codes. Ross and I became friends. On December the 6th, I did an interview with Gene Chip Tatum, Super Spook. Listen to it. We decided to do one. It's on my website, Gene Chip Tatum. I couldn't even record it. I was recording it, but I couldn't post it. I couldn't post my radio show, so I asked someone else to join in and record. Now, Joe, you were on that interview, and Gene had to leave the country, was nearly killed after running Jeb Bush. Him and I run Jeb Bush's election. And we had a network called Veterans Truth Network. We had Dane Wigginton, which is a third thing I want to bring up, what his latest reports are, Geoengineering Watch. He was one of our guests. Now, he was burning up 80 hours a week of my time. I mean, we had several guests, including Jay Parker, that had the Ley Lines of Satanists. I've got their different links up on my web column, Breaking News column, in the past 2 months, trying to load it up and bring the truth to the people. But tell them the difference. Now, Gunther Rusbacher, Steve Wilmson with the Denver Post, he's now with the Boston Herald, wrote a book, Silverado. It's up on my website. 8 out of 10 of those stories are stories I gave him over a year about the Denver airport. Gunther Rusbacher calls him up from jail on a three-way business phone by his ex-wife, now his ex-wife, that owns Rumor Mill News, a CIA plant. She says, "Oh, Steve, my husband wants to talk to you." And he's sitting there telling him about the land flips and how he was CIA and he was given part of it, you know, for exchange for the money that Millman and Bush owed him, my ex-father-in-law, Leonard Millman, and Bush had owned Silverado. They gave him. So they gave him a percentage of a partnership on land track. They were flipping. Every year, you flip before they built the Denver International Airport. You flip 5 times. 1 year, it's worth $1 million, appraisal value. The next year, it was worth $3 million. Next year, it's worth $15 million. He owned Tower, what I just mentioned, 6 or whatever it was, limited partnership. He owned a percentage. Wilmson says, "Oh, Stu, I don't want to go this deep. They're doing this because they're calling it up because I'm writing all these stories for you in the Denver Post. And you wrote a book called Silverado." So he gave me the number of Ray Allen Rusbacher, I think it was her name. I called her. She hooked me up when he called her from prison, where she had planted him in prison. She had a business phone. Does three-way. Now you do it on cell phones. Back then you couldn't. I'm talking to him about a month and a half before they issued a warrant for my arrest. About a month and a half before they issued a warrant for my arrest for supposedly death threats to my ex-father-in-law, terroristic threats. Only 3 people had ever been charged in the United States. Judge Richard Mache, after 10 and a half months, killed the charges and screamed at the prosecutor for wasting $750,000 trying to innocent man. Case dismissed with prejudice, no felony. Yet the FBI reports that I have a felony on that. I do not have. It came up in Social Security records, getting disability that I'm on. Now, Gunther tells me all the stuff that had gone on. They reported it while I'm in prison in Contact newspaper. Now, I want you to tell them, Joe, where those are buried, which site they're buried on, because I haven't had time to dig on them. Always trying to fix it.
You're going too far.
Pardon me?
You're going too far afield from our original.
Okay. Let me back up for a minute.
Just wait, because you're going too far.
Okay.
Fourwinds.com.
Okay.
Go explore fourwinds.com, and they have archived all of the Contact newspapers.
Eckerd's.
Referring to the Eckerd's.
Eckerd's were good people.
They developed a paper called Contact. They're only about $1,000 spent for the paper. But in there was prime information, like interviews of Dr. Rusbacher, Stu Webb, and other people that went into that newspaper. Now, let's get something clarified. The high technology that is going on today, is it going to be misused or is it going to be wrong? You have to wait and see. way that it's going down doesn't look very promising. So keep in mind, originally what we talked about, for instance, here's another thing that was brought out by contact. There is what they call Great Galactic Federation. Great Galactic Federation is headed by James Williams. That is the, I want to say, that is the group that is in the, that the Navy is part of. The Air Force is part of what is called the Confederation, which is headed by the fallen angel alien, the reptilians, who take a serpentine form, and the little great, and the tall great. They are at conflict. And as a matter of fact, I was witnessing two dog fights that happened between two anti-gravity machines. So, Space Command at Schreiber Air Force Base and Peterson Air Force Base was identified by a lieutenant colonel as the Bolsheviks. It's full of communists. So, another person that has written about the Confederation and the Galactic Federation is Preston James. If you go to Veterans Day, call up his, put in his search engine for Preston James, and everything that Preston James has to say will have a clear picture as to what is happening as far as the Great Galactic Federation. By the way, retiring general of space facilities in Israel has come out and said, yes, there is the Great Galactic Federation, and one of the persons that is talking with the Great Galactic Federation is none other than Donald Trump.
Now, Preston James is a personal friend of mine. I knew him, and he tried to help me with an attorney when I was held as a political prisoner, and they nearly killed the attorney and drove him out of Chicago, out of town. Preston's been a friend. I probably talked to him a few months back, and et cetera. Now, one more thing I want to touch on is a bunch in author on Veterans Today, it used to be, author, Preston James. The rest of them up there pretty much are stooges, okay? Even Jim Fetzer was sucked into that thing. So was I and Gene Chip Tatum. And listen to Tatum's interview, December the 6th on StuWeb.com. Now, Dane Wigginton, I posted up the last stories he put up there. Talk about them. Everything's up there, including his latest one a couple, 3 days ago that he posted out in this weather that we're having all this modification. He's got geoengineeringwatch.org. And folks, he was one of me and Gene Chip Tatum's. We created Truths, Veterans Truth Network. And he was one of several people that were on the network with us as hosts. But it was costing me 80 hours a week. I couldn't keep it up. And we were cratering Jeb Bush at the time of his election, which he did. And he talks about that on December the 6th, how he did it. And then they locked him up. They chased him out of the country, trying to kill him. Locked up his wife, Nancy. I met him and Nancy Bolt. He's a great guy. He's in another country. His wife divorced him over because she was locked up for 12 months, Nancy. She's a great gal, too. But that's what happened running Jeb Bush's election for governor at the time. Here's the point. Dane Wigginton was one of our hosts at the time. We had to crater the network. Now, explain who Dane Wigginton is. He's super popular. He has geoengineeringwatch.org. And he has the facts behind what's going on with all the super unnatural weather conditions. I mean, we were 40 degrees below zero one night over here in Topeka, Kansas this past week. Wind chill was shooting up 70 degrees below zero. Tonight, or last night, we were 15 below zero. It's been going on for a week. Pipes frozen every place. I had to move out of this little trailer I was in. It happened to be my landlord allowed me to come into her house to stay warm and keep from freezing. Go ahead, Joe.
All right, now I'm going to have to bring this girl in. DaneWingGeoEngineering.org. He will give you all of the explanation of the manipulation by chemtrails from the different aircraft that are flying over the sky. They are not vapor. They are chemicals that are being released throughout the world, not just here in the United States. And it is not for a good purpose. And an example is what is happening with this deep freeze that is in the area now of where Snoo is at. So that's about all I got to say, Snoo.
Okay, I want to say something. What a spook friend of mine, a former prosecutor, said. So, what's going to change it? I said, prayer. She says, oh, that's the only thing that's going to change it. Prayer. Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Prayer is the only thing that's going to work, folks. He taught me that in 1997 after being baptized in a hot tub in a snowstorm in Colorado for the third time in my life. Once at 8 months before I married Witch Doctor, which she got baptized, but she was just a fake. Leonard Milman's daughter, Carrie Milman. Here's my point. God taught me the power of prayer in 1997. 2 weeks later, Ross Perot's grand jury, I was invited to, they burned my ex-father-in-law for $80 million. Within 2 weeks, the former mayor of Denver, black guy, offers me $7 million to go away and shut up. And I said, no. Okay, if I do that, am I going to be able to see my daughter I haven't seen since my ex-wife tried to murder her when she was 28 days old and disappeared? The cop said, we can either arrest her or she undergoes psychiatric evaluation by the state of Texas out of Dallas within 7 days. I'm going to end this. There's a reason for that. Hang on, Joe. Prayer works. Okay. Prayer works, folks. Prayer works. We can change the whole system against the aliens, against the evil, with prayer by Jesus Christ Almighty God, by His blood, by His stripes. Isn't that true, Joe?
Yeah. I'm in the Stu.
That's it, folks. Good night, Joe. Thank you very much for telling everything. Have a good one.